Network News.
Where we give you a new perspective
on events happening in our world today.
This is GNN.
This is GOD Network News, episode 62. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of GOD Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen.
This podcast is proudly listed at podcastpickle.com.
Today we have another amazing interview with a missionary working somewhere in the unreached world, and we were able to get this interview also at a conference called Ethne to Ethne, an exciting conference. And this man is telling a story that we sometimes, he calls it the donkey cart story, and it's just an incredible story of God's faithfulness and his love to reach out to unreached peoples. Welcome to GOD Network News, another episode of exciting stories about what God's doing around the world. And we have a wonderful brother here that has a great story about unreached peoples getting saved and then reaching out to their unreached neighbors and family. So brother, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your ministry, your book that's coming out, and a story that you're excited about from that book.
Sure, Calvin. It's good to be with you. Happy to tell a story or two. My name is Jerry Trousdale, the author of Miraculous Movements, How Hundreds of Thousands of Muslims Are Falling in Love with Jesus. And as part of the process of that, I was actually involved from the earliest days of teams that were launching these initiatives. But I also captured a lot of the stories. About 180 of the stories from mostly Muslims telling their stories, many of them Muslim leaders, telling their stories of how they came to faith and how their Christian life is working out. But there's a story that strikes me as it was a story of an ordinary person doing extraordinary things. Mm. Yeah, it was a donkey cart driver, and I'll just say in East Africa. Mm-hmm. This particular donkey cart driver is a very winsome sort of personality, very ordinary looking person. Mm-hmm. And until you talked to him and you thought, my goodness, this is a remarkable, remarkable person. He tells a story that that one day he was driving his donkey cart, that he always made a pretty good salary. He's made good money doing this. Part of it probably had a great personality, and people liked to get in his donkey cart and ride with him. And he was commissioned by a couple of disciple makers, church planters, mm-hmm. for 3 weeks or so to take them up and down some hills and down through some valleys, mm-hmm. While they were doing some itineration and checking and doing training of church planters in areas. Mm-hmm. So in the process of that, they disciple this person. Yeah. They had him for 3 weeks, and in the process, they started walking through chronological Bible stories. Mm-hmm. He was from a Muslim background, came to faith. Yeah. And so from his perspective, the way you came to faith was, you know, you came to faith in a donkey cart. It was the most natural thing in the world. So that's what happened to him. So his assumption was, well, this is a wonderful platform God's given me. And so people would get in his donkey cart, and he'd tell how you start a conversation, and he would say something funny or curious or just make small talk with people. And then he would turn the conversation to spiritual things, not in a overt sort of way. He would just talk about circumstances and leave it open for people to talk about values and the nature of God, or mm-hmm. or the, how much God loves us, and mm-hmm. so forth. And so in the process, he was planting 3 or 4 churches a year out of his donkey cart. And he was saying he would get several hundred people a year would come to faith. Well, the remarkable thing about this for me was that one of the things that he said was that he'd done this for 2 or 3 years. And then people started saying to him, you know, you're so good at planting churches, making disciples out of a donkey cart. What you really ought to do is you ought to go full time in planting churches. So he said, okay, I'll do that. So he said, for the last year or year and a half, he said, I've been doing full-time evangelism. And he said, you know, the bad news is I can't plant churches that way. He said, I don't have the fun and enjoyment of my occupation. And I was very unsuccessful in planting churches because I wasn't naturally meeting people.
Right.
And I didn't have captive audiences for 15 minutes. And he said, so I'm giving that up. I'm going back to a profession where I can earn salary. And at the same time, I'm having fun and I'm making disciples and planting churches.
So he went back to the donkey cart.
So, and I think that's a wonderful testimony. Yeah. Ordinary person. Yeah. In the marketplace, yeah. That's bringing transformation where they live. There's a PS to that story, and that is that he told me another story. He said one day that he showed me a prayer journal he had. Mm. He said, you know, I ask people that are in the donkey cart, I say, do you have a prayer request? I'm a man of prayer. Yeah. And they say, yes, I do. And so he showed me his list of over 900 prayer requests.
Wow.
And then I'm trying to remember the number. It's 200 or 300. He has check marks by or lines drawn through. They've been answered.
Oh, wow.
And so he goes up on a mountain. He takes a half a day off on Wednesdays, goes up on a mountainside, and he spends half a day praying for those prayer requests.
Wow. That's great.
He's a man of great prayer. And he was so excited to say, this is my prayer journal, but look how many God's already answered.
Yeah.
And he said, all the time, new ones are being answered.
Yeah.
The other thing that he mentioned was that one day the Lord spoke to him, and there was a high priestess of a cult, an occultic sort of a deal. And she was the high priestess of it. And the Lord spoke to him and said, I want you to go see that lady. And I want you to give her a message from me. Now, this was not just an ordinary lady that you would go and knock on her door.
Yeah.
This is a lady where something on the order of over 100,000 people would come to literally worship her.
Yeah.
And over a period of once every 6 months, about half that many or so would do that.
Wow.
So this was a incredibly demonic thing that was going on. So he asked the Lord what he's supposed to say, and he said, tell the lady that her time is up, that that I'm requiring her, she's had enough opportunity to repent, and she has no more opportunities except today, and call her to repentance today. And so that was a tough message to deliver to a fairly significant person in her own circle of influence. But he made his way to there and said he had a message for this lady, and could he deliver it, and he managed to talk his way into her presence. And so he said, madam, he said, I'm a man of prayer, and my God has spoken to me, and he's the creator of the universe. And I'm a servant of Isa al-Masih, Jesus the Messiah. And today, God's message for you is that you know enough to repent of what you've been doing, because you do not have another day unless you repent. This is your last warning. And Jesus requires you to repent and acknowledge him and serve him. And correct the things that you've been doing that are not of his will. And you know what they are. And she said, I know Jesus. I, I, I like him, you know. I'm impressed by him, but I would like to talk to you about this, but not today. She said, I have someplace I have to go. He said, Madam, Jesus himself has sent me to you to say, you do not have another day if you say no. If you take a trip, if you leave and walk away, I don't think you'll come back. And she said, not today. And she walked away from that interview, took a trip, and within a few hours, she had died. This is God using an ordinary person to achieve incredible, amazing, extraordinary outcomes. And that's the nature of our God.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank you very much for that story. That's very inspiring and very challenging. It's exciting to see what God's doing throughout the unreached world, you know, and how he is, like you say, using ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Calvin. Good to be with you.